Extremist groups led by Haytham el-Shaabi and Bilal Badr have been trying over the past few days to establish control over the Palestinian refugee camp of Ain el-Hilwa near Saida, and this has resulted in the assassination of Fatah military official Ahmad al-Amushi and four of his companions, according to sources from the Palestine Liberation Organization, PLO. The Islamists have been seeking to transform the camp into an incubator for terrorist attacks in southern Lebanon, among other regions, the source said, adding that they refuse to adhere to a ceasefire agreement reached with the PLO's mainstream Fatah movement and to hand over those responsible for al-Amushi's assassination. Their refusal was expressed by constant gunfire attacks targeting Fatah positions. The fierce clashes that erupted on Saturday evening have claimed the lives of 11 people, injured more than 40, and displaced hundreds of the camp's families. The PLO sources argued that the organization was not considering a military settlement in the camp for the moment, because the extremist groups were using civilians as human shields. Any large-scale military operation would inevitably result in civilian casualties, in addition to causing significant damage to the camp's infrastructure. The PLO, the sources added, is actively coordinating its actions with the Lebanese authorities, particularly with the Lebanese Army, LAF, which has not yet made any plans to enter the camp. There is growing concern that the extremist groups in Ain el-Hilwa may be able to reinforce their influence and strength. This concern has been intensified by indications within the camp that Fatah has been unable to uproot the Islamists or curb their expansion since the assassination of the four judges at the Justice Palace in Saida in 1999. These concerns expressed by prominent Palestinian figures are fueled by the apprehension that Ain el-Hilwa may evolve into a new Nahr el-Bared camp, in allusion to the five-month-long fierce fighting between the Lebanese army and Islamist Palestinian groups in the North Lebanon refugee camp in 2007. The fear stems from the risk that these extremist groups could target Lebanese army positions surrounding the camp, thus forcing the troops to engage in direct conflict with them. The Palestinian officials have warned that such developments could lead to the massive displacement of tens of thousands of Palestinians residing in Ain el-Hilwa. Furthermore, the scope of tension and clashes could extend beyond the camp, potentially reaching Saida itself since the camp has almost become part of the city. However, intensive communication between the extremist factions in the camp and some of their counterparts in Saida are reportedly taking place to avoid such a scenario.